This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And good morning, 9 minutes after the hour of nine on this Monday morning from WSMI AM 1540. And it's time now for the AM Live program. I'm Randy Prangy. Joining me in the studio of the St. Louis Dairy Council, once again, we welcome Joyce Vickery. Joyce, thank you for joining us once again.
Good morning, Randy. It's great to be here, as always.
Thank you again. And what we're going to talk about this morning is one of our favorite topics, I'm sure, ice cream.
It's one of mine.
One of my
all-time favorite foods. So, yeah, it's always a fun topic to talk about.
It sure is. And, you know, setting politics aside, one of President Reagan's greatest moments was when he named July Ice Cream Month.
I think it was a very good idea, and I liked Reagan as president. But anyway, he was the individual we have to thank for designating July as National Ice Cream Month. He did this in 1984, and he declared that ice cream was a nutritious and good-tasting, fun food. And so we really do have him to thank for that.
Yeah, and it's the third Sunday of the month, which we just passed.
The 15th, actually, this year.
That's July right. The 15th was National Ice Cream Day.
It was. So we missed it. But don't despair. We still have another Sunday coming up in July. So if you missed it on the 15th, make sure you get out next Sunday.
Another thing to keep in mind, too, you don't have to limit it to Sunday.
No, you don't. Absolutely not.
Last I checked, know. Ice cream's good any day of the week.
I agree. And, you know, although we do enjoy it, I think, a lot in the summertime, it is something we probably most of us eat year-round.
Oh, certainly. And it doesn't matter about the weather. Even as hot as it is now or as cold as it will be this winter, it's still good.
It's still good. I typically always have some in my freezer. And it's just a convenient thing to have on hand, either as, you know, for a snack or a quick dessert.
And, you know, it's ice cream and its manufacture is very, very important to the dairy industry, isn't it?
You know, it really is. If we look at the ice cream industry, it generates more than $21 billion in annual sales. And about 9% of all the milk produced in the United States by our dairy farmers is used to make ice cream. So
it's very important. And also, you know, We talked about how good it is and the snack it is, but, and you know, ice cream, it's kind of been kind of put down a little bit about nutritional quality, but you can still fit ice cream into a healthy diet plan, can't you?
You certainly can. And the great thing is not only does ice cream have a great flavor, but it does have some nutrient advantages because it's made from milk, and milk certainly provides a lot of different nutrients to us. And because of that, and because ice cream is made from milk, we do get things like calcium and protein and phosphorus. And so when you're comparing ice cream to maybe some other dessert options that are out there, ice cream really comes out looking really, really good. You're getting some nutrient value there. So it is great. And the other thing I like to point out is even for people that are counting calories, you can still enjoy ice cream because there are so many different varieties out there. You can get fat-free, you can get ice creams that have reduced calories, and also some that are sugar-free or have reduced sugar content. So there are a lot of different choices we can make out
and
there.
Even the fat-free ice creams that they have anymore, still full of flavor, just like regular ice cream.
I think so. I just purchased some ice cream the other week, and it was a lower fat variety. I think it had, I think they said half the calories and half the fat and one-third the calories. It was a slow churn product. It was delicious. So it's great to maybe try some of those options that are out there.
You know, even though ice cream kind of, once again, does have kind of a bad rap because of the fat content, and we've talked about this before, fats are still important in a person's diet, aren't they?
Yeah, they're still necessary nutrients, and our body does need fat for a number of different reasons. So, yeah, absolutely, it's still important to make sure that we do get some fat in the diet.
What is a standard serving of ice cream?
Well, this is where, you know, sometimes it's a little difficult to follow along because, honestly, a serving size is oftentimes a half cup serving. So if your listeners can picture in their minds size of a tennis ball, you know, or like one scoop of ice cream on an ice cream cone. That is about a half cup serving. So be aware of that and try and follow along.
I was going to say, typical serving of ice cream, as far as I'm concerned, is whatever you get in the bowl.
Yeah, or if you're like me, sometimes you just pull out the card and just start. But anyway, it is important to remember that all foods can fit into a healthy diet. And, you know, if you do overindulge, even on something like ice cream, you know, consider your food intake over several days or even over the week. And, you know, don't be that upset about it. You know, you can even out the calories over a little period of time there.
Sure. And vanilla is still the most popular flavor?
It is. And I think as long as I've been talking about ice cream, vanilla has been number one. So about of the top flavors, vanilla is about 26% of what is sold. That's followed by chocolate at about 13%. Neapolitan, remember that one? It's kind of a sliver of vanilla, strawberry, and chocolate. That comes in at about 5%, followed by strawberry at about 4%, and then just a little below that, cookies and cream. Are any of your favorite flavors there on the top five?
Oh, vanilla, of course.
Uh-huh. That's my favorite.
I do like strawberry. But, you know, we talked about it a little bit right before we went on the air. What's great about vanilla is the things you could add to it.
That's right.
Now, we talked about the summertime fruits that are available now. We talked about peaches. We talked about cantaloupe. I like cantaloupe with my ice cream. Some people look at me like I'm crazy when I say that.
I will admit I love fruit, but I've never tried cantaloupe. But if you say it's good, I'll have to try that.
Yeah, and you know, like I just said, the strawberries. I mean, we've got blueberries coming on.
Right, blackberries. Oh,
sure.
Love blackberries.
Sure.
Or even a little combo, sliced peaches with some fresh raspberries, kind of have a peach Melba thing kind of going on there. So certainly there are some options out there. And, you know, by adding some of the fruit, you're also boosting the nutrient content of the ice cream as well. So,
and, you know, in the summertime, there are summertime also is famous for some ice cream flavors of its own.
You know, there are different flavors that are out there. I know if you go into some of the ice cream shops that are out and about, usually they offer different types of summer flavors, things like coconut ice cream with coconut macaroon pieces or also have banana ice cream swirled in there, or bumblebee, which is kind of a honey ice cream with chocolate-coated honeycomb pieces. So, and even some of the ice cream manufacturers often during the summer months will have some seasonal flavors, just as they do around the holidays as well. You know, when we see things like peppermint ice cream and stuff like that. This time of year, more common to see things like peach or peach cobbler, or, you know, but it's always fun to kind of check the ice cream aisle and see the different flavors. And just when you think, oh my goodness, they can't come up with anything new or different, they always seem to.
They always seem to. Right. And you know that they also do the same thing with the other products that dairy has come up with that are similar to ice cream, like custard and yogurt too.
Absolutely, always lots of different flavors there. And ice cream, custard, and also things like frozen yogurt are very similar. You know, they're all made with milk. For ice cream, it does have a specific standard of identity, so it has to contain at least 10% milk fat in order to be called an ice cream product. But it's delicious. You know, we have the milk in there, you know, perhaps some cream, and then whatever flavorings they decide to add to that, as well as the sweetener. Custard is very similar to ice cream, but then they, in addition to the milk and other things, they also add in egg yolk solids, and that kind of gives it a richer kind of taste, and that also must be at least 10% milk fat. And then we have frozen yogurt, and again, it's very much made from dairy ingredients. And to this, they also may add low-fat or fat-free yogurt instead of some of the cream or the milk. And it's often lower in fat content, so that's an option out there that people can check if they want to kind of watch the fat in their diet. They can try that.
One of the differences between yogurt and custard and ice cream is that yogurt has been cultured. Now, what does that mean?
Well, usually that means that there's a bacteria that is added to it, and it kind of gives it a characteristic tart flavor. And so it sometimes you can kind of discern that, even, you know, when you taste like a regular type of yogurt, you kind of taste that tartness to it. And you can sometimes discern that also in the frozen yogurt. And I know in Springfield, where we have a number of little different yogurt shops that are kind of popping up, where you go there and you can pick any kind of topping to put on it. And then, of course, at the very end, they weigh it. And that, I think, would be a fun place to kind of take the kids, or even adults, to kind of go and see what's out there.
What other serving tips do we have for ice cream?
Well, we've already talked about a couple, and I think, again, my favorite way of eating ice cream is just topping it with some types of ripe summer fruits, whether it's berries, peaches, or even things like nectarines. You can also, one very popular ice cream store does add-ins to the ice cream, where you pick your flavor of ice cream and then you can add different things in it. You can do that at home. You don't have to go out to a shop. So you might want to try some things like vanilla ice cream with crumbled up oatmeal raisin cookies in there. Some candy, remember the malt balls, chocolate-coated kind of crunchy candy. Try mashing some of those and putting those in. Maybe some ice cream with cereal. I think kids would really like this, like Fruit Loops cereal, you know, with the different colors and stuff, adding that in. Or you could even do something with chocolate ice cream and make s'mores ice cream, where you add in crushed graham crackers, maybe some little mini marshmallows to the chocolate ice cream. So there are a lot of different things you can do.
Well, what you could just do is go home and look in the cupboard and use your imagination.
Right. Use what you have there in the pantry, and absolutely.
You usually have y'all any different numbers of kinds of cereals that might work.
Absolutely.
You know, there are some other tips involved with serving ice cream, aren't there? And one
there
is you temper it. Now,
right.
What does that mean?
Well, basically, it just means you want to pull it out of the freezer for probably 5 to 10 minutes, and that just gives the ice cream a little time to come, you know, closer. You don't want it at room temperature, but you want it to soften just a little bit, so it's easier to scoop it out.
Well, that's
an
exercise in restraint.
You know, it is. It can be difficult, can't it? Just sitting there waiting. And I know at home, when I was a child, my parents' office had a regular, I think it was an aluminum ice cream scoop. And they would always get a cup of hot water, put the scoop in the hot water, and then it was much easier. So if you can't wait, you know, you might want to try that method.
That's an idea.
And I think there are a number of different companies also that make scoops that make it easier to scoop out as well. You know, so you can, if you have no patience and can't wait.
So you don't bend up mom's good tablespoon.
There you go. Yeah, I've certainly done that a number of times. But that's one of the best things you can do. And, of course, on days like today when it's going to be so hot, if you're out there shopping for ice cream, you want to make that really the very last thing that you put in your shopping cart before you check out. It's great if you have some kind of cooler in the car, so you could put it in the cooler. Once you get home, put it in the freezer as quick as you can, and make sure your freezer is at a good temperature, too. Just keeps the ice cream really
fresh. What is the best temperature
for
ice
anywhere
cream?
From about 0 to -5. I mean, I don't have a thermostat in my freezer, but you could certainly use one to check the temperature.
That cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to keep it really, really cold. So, and that just maintains the freshness and that type
of
thing.
And going back to shopping in the grocery store, a lot of them have like insulated bags mm-hmm. available. Well, you brought one along today.
Right, yeah.
That are
available. You can definitely. You see those a lot more now, where they sell their own insulated bags. And I remember, again, and I still see these occasionally in stores, the brown insulated, just little sacks that mm-hmm. usually are at the end of the frozen food section. So those will help a little bit too as well.
And also, you should serve ice cream in chilled bowls?
Well, I think it makes it look a little prettier, and, of course, it keeps the ice cream a little cooler, so that's definitely an option. I think ice cream is perfect to serve if you're having people over, and, you know, it doesn't take a lot of preparation time. All you have to do is, as we said, wait a few minutes for it to warm up just a little bit so you can serve it. But it's great to serve to your guests. And again, there's so many different options for topping the ice cream. I remember when my daughter was young, one of her favorite birthday parties was we had a number of different ice. We basically had a sundae bar that we set up so that people could choose their own ice cream, and we had so many different topics. And then, of course, we had the whipped cream in a can and little cherries to put
little
on top.
Little cherries, of course.
Yeah,
yes.
So that was fun and perfect for kids and adults.
You always eat the cherry first, right?
I love the cherry. Now, some people don't like it, but I like it.
We always argue, my wife and I, about whether or not to eat the cherry first. I say it's right mm-hmm. there on top. You're supposed to eat it first.
Yeah.
It's
and
first thing
she can contain herself and save it? Or?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Impressed. You know, one thing you mentioned about ice cream, another like a birthday party tip for children is to make your own.
You can certainly do your own ice cream cake. Uh-huh.
Or yeah.
Absolutely.
Or just a tub of ice cream in an ice cream machine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, to make, yeah, you can do that. I know people that have made their own, like, Oreo ice cream cakes and stuff like that, where you just crush up Oreo crumbs. But I love making homemade ice cream. And, you know, that's one of my favorite childhood memories, I think. Anytime we had extra milk, we would do that. And we would use a lot of, you know, talking about peaches. I remember when we had fresh peaches, sometimes that would go in the ice cream as well. And the hardest thing that with that is we had one of the old-time crank freezers where you had to take your turn.
I was just about to say, it was still good even if you had to crank it.
Yes, it took a while, and of course, once it got to the point where it was really hard to turn, then you knew you were close to getting the ice cream. So there was certainly a little work involved, but it was well worth the effort.
Oh, well worth the effort, yeah. And one thing, though, if you leave ice cream out, you should never try to refreeze it if it's really gotten melted.
Well, you want to try and serve it and then put it back in the freezer as soon as possible. And what happens if it starts to get too melted and then, you know, when you put it back in the freezer, it kind of refreezes and starts to form larger ice crystals, and that just kind of takes away from the smoothness of the texture and the flavor and that type
and,
of thing.
And it's a shame that once that happens, you really can't get it back.
No, but, you know, I mean, you could still eat it. I mean, it's still safe to eat, but it just changes the texture a little bit.
Changes the texture. I think kind of changes the flavor a little bit, too.
Yeah. The other thing you can do is when you serve it, try and use, like, plastic wrap to cover up the top and that before you put the lid back on. That kind of helps preserve it as well. So usually in my house, we don't have to worry about too much leftover ice cream because it's usually not there that long. But
same way at our house.
Yeah.
Even though there's just the wife and I ice cream, it does not have a long shelf life in our freezer.
It's certainly not in ours too long.
No, it's just a delicious, delicious summertime treat. And it's just, you can't describe it how good it is.
Yeah. Love ice cream.
Oh, yeah. And thank goodness for Ice Cream Month. And Ice Cream Sunday, which we missed. I wish we could have had you in here a little bit earlier.
You know, and I have had people tell me, oh, yeah, we went out for ice cream on the 15th because, you know, it was National Ice Cream Day. And I said, oh, yeah, I do. You know, so people, but don't feel you have to have an excuse. It's fun to go out and enjoy it.
And one more time, we should probably emphasize, too, that ice cream, it can fit into any kind of diet.
Absolutely, and the great thing about it is that it does contain nutrients like calcium and protein because it's made from milk. So enjoy.
Okay. Joyce, thank you so much for joining us once again on the AM Live program on WSMI AM 1540.
Thank you, Randy. Great being here.
That's Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council. She's been our guest here on the AM Live program on WSMI AM 1540. I'm Randy Prangy.